California.
With a happy hour every Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Go to Bender's Bar. Big supporter of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2018.
Oh, yeah. It goes down. Come smoke with your boy. Grinder.
Spark is San Francisco's premier cannabis dispensary with a focus on serving and educating patients for 7 years. Spark is dedicated to creating the best in-store experience with its extensive menu, friendly staff, and one of the few cannabis vape lounges in San Francisco. Spark welcomes you to visit its two great locations as a medical patient or for recreational adult use in 2018. Spark is located at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th and at 473 Haight Street at Fillmore. Both locations are open until 10 p.m. every night. Spark staff looks forward to serving you.
San Jose Improv, and I want to give Brooke a compliment.
That's how you get it done. That's how you use a grinder. I couldn't put the grinder together there for a minute, and I was like, how does that work again? Oh, that's how it works. It's supposed to be seamless, like it all goes together. Hey, welcome to the Sparkcast. If we could get the dulcet tones of the beautiful music that happens, if we could get the dulcet tones of the beautiful music down, that would be amazing. We're here at the Sparkcast. It's recorded live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. You've got amazing comedians. You've got volcano bags ready to take. It's like a match made in heaven. It's like we've got people to talk about stuff. The Sparkcast is real fun because we have highlights. We got story highlights. We got product highlights. In fact, right now I'm trying to grind up the... see if I can even remember the Nep Dog. Nep Chem. It's Nepalese and Chem Dog together, finally at last, friends in the grinder. We're going to be smoking that as a product highlight. There's also a really fun game that we play where you can win a prize. We have a beautiful t-shirt thanks to Spark. It's a Spark on the back. I'll show you the prize. Look at this beautiful t-shirt. On the front, it is Mutiny Radio, and that's so nice. It says, laughter is the second best medicine. And on the back, it says Spark, and then it says Spark has number one. Yeah, what's the number one medicine? Cannabis, absolutely, yeah. Laughter is the second best medicine. So here we are all together, winning. All winning together at Spark. I'm gonna take this amazing product highlight. Today's theme is strains. So tonight we're smoking a double strain. It's the Nepalese and the Chem Dog together. But we're gonna be later, think about strains you like, because later in the quiz where you can win the prize, I'm going to make you think about strains. But we have great story highlights from amazing comedians tonight. We've got it all. We got old and young. We got black and brown. We got Griffin Daly. Yeah. Fuck yeah, he's all English. He's excited because England is killing it in the World Cup. His people, Captain Harry Kane, killing it in the World Cup. He's got a fun accent. You guys are going to like that. We also have Anthony Medina all the way from L.A., but he's a local now. We got Warhol Kaufman. Yeah. Black, brown, and all, but he's all colors all together, and he's got the hair to prove it. We're going to have Cuauhtemoc and Larry Dorsey Jr. here as well. Who wants to get started with a story highlight? I mean, I can, if we want to talk about how I've been getting high lately, it's with World Cup. Anybody else give a shit about World Cup? Yeah! You know what I love about World Cup? I don't watch porn, but every 4 years I watch World Cup. You know what I'm saying? Hot, hot guys. The best part about it is that I got to watch super hot millennial dudes actually make their goals. Like, they're literally making their goals. Like, they're literally It is so exciting to see 20 hot 27-year-olds actually make goals. I love it! I love that joke. They're cheating the whole time, though. That's okay. They're all flopping like an Italian soccer player. Italy didn't even make it in. Ha ha ha. I'm sorry. That was an inside World Cup joke. I can't even get this thing undone. So I'm gonna bring up a comedian, and then I'll figure out how it works to make this work. Your first comedian, what an amazing joy it is to have him here. He is the CEO of True Hustle. He knows how to hustle. He gets it down. Great shows all over the Bay Area. Put your hands together for Anthony Medina.
Yay! All right. For those of you taking a long time to put your hands together, I'll wait. All right. Thank you so much for being yourselves. And ignore me like my family did. All right. I appreciate that. It makes me very comfortable to be here. If anything, I think the first strain I want to talk about is Sour Diesel. Any Sour Diesel fans? All right, yeah, baby, yeah. I remember the first time I smoked Sour Diesel. It was to, y'all used to watch the show 24 with Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland, remember that? Before we found out he's actually the drug addict that he plays on TV. All right, you know? It was crazy because, like, the way how all shows end, they have that cliffhanger and stuff where they leave you with something wanting more. And next thing you know, like, you know, my buddy and I, we take our first hit of Sour Diesel from the bong that we had. It had a really nice grip, you know? Like, everyone's always had a very good pair of shoes over their life, right? Imagine that with your bong, you know? It was that good of a grip. And we got high to this. And then next thing you know, all of a sudden we hear the door open, like, doo-doo-doo-doo. And we're like, all of a sudden we hear, like, steps coming up the stairs, like, doo-doo-doo-doo. And we're like, what the hell is that? Because my buddy and I, again, we're both like high off of Sour Diesel for the first time. So we're like, whoa, this is tough, man. This is intense. Like, I can hear sounds and stuff, you know? And then next thing you know, we see our other roommate. He comes up the stairs, and then he goes past through the hallway, and then to the back, and then out the back door. My buddy and I just look at each other like, well, what's going on? But again, it's still the end of 24, and we wanted to see the cliffhanger. So we didn't move because of that, and again, the Sour Diesel was kicking in. And next thing you know, we end up seeing the end, and then all of a sudden, there's a bunch of lights, y'all. There's a bunch of lights at the bottom of the stairs, and it's the cops. It's the cops, y'all. Oh, now everyone got like most of the cops. Nah, it's okay, y'all. But if anything, the cops were like downstairs. So next thing you know, my buddy who I was smoking weed with, he's going down to talk to the cops because he's white and he could get away with it. Ooh. Oh, yes. This is the tequila. The tequila. The Nepchem. The Nepchem, y'all. This is my first time smoking the Nepchem. So give it up for the Nepchem here at the Spark, y'all. Give it up for that, yeah. All right. Yeah, this is what. Let's see where we go. So anyway, the cops are there. The cops are there. And so he's talking to the cops downstairs. I'm upstairs like a Mexican running around hiding all the weed, you know? And they're like, because it wasn't how it was back in the days in the early 2000s, you know, where you had to buy off of your friend or you knew somebody who knew a friend type of thing. And next thing you know, the cops come into the like the house because they want to see what happened. So apparently our other roommate, this guy Kevin, the one that ran through the whole room and stuff, this guy actually ran a stop sign and then pulled up on the driveway and then ran inside the door, and then that's where we saw him, y'all. So, and not only that, he left his buddy in the car. That's a messed up buddy right there, y'all. If you're ever driving around and then all of a sudden your buddy runs a stop sign and then he's being chased by the cops and he leaves you in the car, you should stop hanging out with that guy, all right? Or that girl, whatever it is. So then next thing you know, the cops are asking us about, like, well, do you know what colors his eyes are? And my buddy and I, or TK and I, are looking at each other like, I'm pretty stoned right now. I think they're brown, blue, you know, one of those things where you're looking at each other for the answer. And you're like, what the hell? You're trying to figure out who's higher, you know? And it's like, well, wait, I'm praying right now. That's how high I am, all right? But it's crazy, though, because, like, so next thing you know, the cops leave, and then Kevin comes back, like, 2-3 hours later in the back door, and he's all like, hey, are the cops gone? And we're like, what the hell, man? Like, yeah, the cops are gone. They're long gone and stuff. But so apparently this guy's from Hawaii. Anyway, we got anyone from Hawaii there? Or anyone from Hawaii? No? No? All right, that's... Nah. Guam? Oh, okay. Well, if anything, in Guam, do they have, like, a... So this guy's Hawaiian, and he had... And the law over there is, if you're drunk, but the key's not in the ignition, they can't charge you. Does that happen in Guam as well? Okay, so that's what this guy did, because it's like he left the keys, or he took the keys and he ran, and next thing you know, he got the car towed. His buddy was in jail and stuff. I was just like, damn, cokeheads are crazy, y'all. All right. The guy was a great chef, though. What's up, Larry? How you doing, baby? Colombiano up in the house, y'all. Woo-wee. But if anything, though, my other strain I want to talk about is Orange Tangy. Everyone ever have Orange Tangy? Oh, it's great. I had it at a strip club. It was awesome. and it was awesome because, like, they do an open mic over at another, like, a strip club and stuff. Where it's, you know, so check it out, y'all. But I remember, like, getting up there, and I'm like, it's kind of crazy being a comedian and then also performing at a strip club because you're like, goddamn, like, I'm also working for dollar bills too, y'all. All right? I'm hanging out late in the clubs as well and not gaining any respect whatsoever. So I could relate to strippers big time, you know? But if anything, though, for those of you who don't know me, my name's Anthony Medina, and I'm a New Age Mexican, which means I use condoms. I once told that joke at a show one time, and there was a woman in the audience that said, "That's not true." But she did. She never smoked weed, so what's up, y'all? You buy something good, my man? You buy something good? What'd you get?
I got some LiLacoy.
LiLacoy. Okay, sativa, indica, or hybrid? Oh, yeah, so you need that upper yappy right there. That's what I'm talking about, baby. All right, enjoy your day. Enjoy that stream right there. Give it up for that guy and his happiness right now, you know? Isn't it so great when you buy, like, a new bag of weed? Like, it's just like, whoa, it's my birthday all over again, you know? No one ever gets excited like that. But if anything, though, I'm originally from South Central LA. But a lot of people don't believe that because I'm alive. And dressed like a local cocaine dealer that smokes weed on the weekends. Nah, I smoke with you every day, y'all. Hi, doggy. I love dogs. If anything, I love animals or other animals besides the human species because I get along with them a lot easier. All right, y'all? I'm originally from South Central LA again. Some very exotic animals in South Central. First one, the ghetto bird. Oh, but there's one person who knows. Everyone else is like, what's a ghetto bird? It's the police helicopter, y'all. Very exotic to the inner cities of America for some reason. And that's why I knew we wanted to get into show business. Because when the ghetto bird be shining down their light and all my friends start to scatter, I jump in and start doing my bits, y'all. I was killing it. Or they were killing me. It's kind of tough when your audience is 20,000 feet in the air saying, get the fuck down. And I, as a comedian, I'm like thinking, does that mean my time's up? What's going on here, you know? That's what I'm going to leave you on, the very exotic animal of the hood rat, also known as Harata for the bilingual. This one time, these two ladies just calling each other hood rats, and I thought it had to be the voice of reason here, y'all. And that's the last time I ever stepped in between my mom and my sister. And my name's been Anthony Medina. Thank you so much. Take care, y'all.
Anthony Medina, here on this podcast, we're talking about strains and stuff. We're smoking the Nepchem. Let's do a quick product highlight. Woo! I mean, I'm already down on the Nepchem. It's hard for me when I smoke a vaporizer to, like, get a lot of flavor, but I'm feeling chatty. Larry Dorsey Jr., how do you feel about the Nepchem?
I feel really, like, you see these pictures, I feel like that cow right there. I feel like that cow. I feel real high.
That's good.
Yeah, I feel people agreeing with me right there. They feel like that cow as well.
Cow's eating grass. What happens if you eat it? How does it work? Cuauhtémoc, how do you feel about the Nepchem?
I feel high already. I'm hungry now, so I want some munchies right now. That's how I feel right now.
I have a falafel in my bag. I confront you. Warhol, how do you feel about the Nepchem?
It's heady, man. It's like going to a master class in your freshman year of high school.
A masturbation class? What kind of master? Oh, see, I got his joke. Yay. It's like I'm inside his head. Hooray. That's what Nepchem did for me. Never been inside someone's head before. Hey, let's get some more stories from some more. Yeah, dude, we got bros chomping. We got two locals here, which is very exciting. They've been here since the beginning of time. Do you guys want a tag team, or do you guys want to?
No, we can go solo.
I think that the Jawbreaker Max died. I think that's what happened.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look for a thing.
Low.
Yeah, but we can still hear each other through the thing over there, so it's exciting.
I'm loud.
Yeah! Everybody, Larry Dorsey Jr. Yay!
Yeah.
I don't think that the mic was gonna
work. Even if the mic doesn't work, I'm still gonna hold it, so y'all pretend. We're high enough to pretend right now. You know what I mean? This shit is booming right now. Like she said, I'm born and raised in San Francisco. Who else is from Frisco, loyal to the soil, makes a noise?
Hey. Okay, we got, ooh, shit.
Oh, there it goes.
Am I high or is this really happening?
It's lasting for its last seconds.
Okay, being born and raised in San Francisco, I gotta tell you, we develop skills. One of the skills we develop is how to talk to crackheads. I'm very good at it. You think that they're...
You think that they're fucking just like in their own world? I can fucking enter their world and leave with an ease, okay? Let me start by saying the Tenderloin is not the ghetto. The Tenderloin is where black people from the ghetto go to make money. It's our financial district. The black market. You feel me, right? You know, he likes black shit, I can tell.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, I'm a crackhead whisperer. Just like right before I walked in, a guy tried to stop me, right? He was like, hey, brother, you believe in Jesus Christ? And I was like, nope, and I kept walking. And he was like, whoa, you believe in God Almighty? You believe in our Lord and Savior? I was like, nope, and I kept walking. And he was like, whoa, okay, are you Muslim? You believe in Allah, brother? And I was like, nope, and I kept walking. He was like, well, God damn, can a nigga get a dollar? So we're talking about weed. I'm gonna give y'all an amazing. Since you're high, I know people who are high, they don't wanna fucking laugh. I've been to concerts where it's weed smoking concerts. If you're a pro smoker, which I know you are, you're past the gifting stage. You're more like entertaining. So I'm not gonna fucking make you laugh. I'm gonna tell you an amazing fucking story, okay? I'm gonna tell you an amazing fucking story. The first time I ever smoked weed was actually the first day I ever stole a car.
By myself successfully. Oh shit, the FBI wants me to snitch. That's what it is. They're like, what happened with this stolen car? Turn on the speakers, nigga. So the first time I smoked weed was the first time I successfully stole a car by myself. I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. This is what happens when you grow up in the city. I've been in already like dozens of stolen cars by the age of 14. But when I hit 15, I was like, you know what? I'm fucking graduated from backseat driver.
I'm fucking steal a car for myself. Nice. Okay? I was with this guy right here. Me and him are born and raised together. We stole a car together. First time trying to steal it, we had $5 titanium scissors from Home Depot. He fucking cut his finger.
He was bleeding all over the car. It was like a fucking comedy movie, like fucking idiots trying to steal a car. He's bleeding. He's like, fuck. And I'm like, there's evidence everywhere. And it was tough. And if you ever been in a car you're trying to steal,
from each other in this neighborhood. We got into the first one, we tried to start the engine, but it was like, and we were like, oh shit. And we're like, fuck. And it's like 2 a.m. We're like, fuck, let's go to the other car. We're going across the street to the other car. This time we're like, fuck. And then from a bird's eye view, you can see a bunch of kids going back and forth with two cars trying to start them, not knowing what the fuck to do. And then one of us realized, all you gotta do is tap the gas and the car will start. So the car started. We're like, oh fuck. We just stole a car by ourselves. What the? It was like an accomplishment. What kind of fucking people are graduating and shit? That's an accomplishment for us. We're like, nigga, we just stole a car, man. We 50 cent right now, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I'm a rock now, you know.
What year is this?
This was when I was 15, so it's 2005. 2016. No, I mean 2006. I'm high as fuck. 2006. Okay. So we get in the car, we're driving into Ocean Beach, because that's where a lot of high school kids have parties and shit. We get to Ocean Beach, and one of our friends, who happens to be 6'5", is like, I don't believe you, you don't have a stolen car. We're like, nah, we didn't steal a car. I don't believe you, you don't have a stolen car. If you have a stolen car, give us a ride home. We're like, all right, we'll give you a fucking ride home. He gets in the car, it's kind of like a small car, so he's hunched over, and we're driving back to our neighborhood where we're from. And on the way there, there's a main street. Before gentrification, there was a town of niggas who hanged out on the corner. It looked like a fucking music video, right? As we get up to the corner, I tell him, let's take a left before we get there so we don't have to see all these niggas. He's all like, fuck that, ain't nobody gonna do nothing. We drive up to the corner, he skirts off in front of everybody. And everybody on the corner is like this. And I was like, what the fuck you do that for? And he was like, I got nervous. Right, so we're driving up this giant ass San Francisco hill, right? And all of a sudden we hear a noise behind us. And we're all looking around like, what the fuck's that noise? And I hear, and he's like, somebody's mowing the lawn. I'm like, nigga, it's 3 a.m. in the hood. Ain't nobody mowing the lawn right now. So we're driving. As we're going down the hill, a car is backing out, and we try to go around the car, and we almost hit a fucking dirt bike. A dirt bike was chasing us. And the dirt bike almost falls off and stops at the corner. He's trying to get out of his car to get in his house because he's so nervous. And then the dirt bike dude pulls out a big-ass gun. This really happened to us. This is a true story. We're all 15 years old, stole our first car. We're already fucking going to get killed, or he's going to rob us from a stolen car. I don't know how that works. So we're like, he's got a gun! And he just hits the gas and just speeds off. Boom! And we're driving down the street, crashing into hella shit, taking hella turns. We get up to a giant hill. We start going down the giant hill, and we thought we lost the dirt bike, but the dirt bike had turned off its engine, and it was just coming behind us hella silently. This motherfucker was a professional. This guy was an assassin, right? And we're like, he's still behind us! And we start driving hella fast, and at the bottom of the hill, a police car goes by. And I'm all like, follow the police car! And everybody's like, nigga, we're in a stolen car! So, we go the opposite way of the stolen car. The police car made the dirt bike got afraid, so the dirt bike got kind of slowed down. As the car's still moving, we all jumped out, and the car's just like going down the street, crashing into shit. We're rolling on the floor. And the fucked up thing about it was the guy who was 6'5", his door had a child lock. So he was just in the back window like, no! In the car going down the street. And then everybody said, you stole the car, you got to smoke some weed, you really want to be a rapper. And that's how I smoked weed the first time.
Nice.
True shit. You from Frisco? What high school you go to? See? That's the shit I'm talking about. I'm from Frisco, okay? You went to Aragon? Oh, you went to James Devin. Oh, shit. That's the hood right there. Yeah, that's the hood right there. I grew up close by. But yeah, that's a certified Frisco story. Thank you, hi motherfuckers. Where's Pam Benjamin at? You over there?
Okay, I'm trying to make this microphone back here work because they have a system.
Oh, they do? I'm still holding the phone.
Yay! You guys are holding with us. Yay! I promise we're going to make the microphone thing happen in just a second. We're going to use the system here at Spark because World Cup has been killing me. How do we turn on the microphone? I know, we're going to figure it out. No, we'll figure it out. We've got it. No. Part of the show where you guys win tickets and you can win an amazing prize. Yay! It's an amazing prize. All right, so I don't know how to make people raise their hands or how this is going to work, but name five straight
name is Nick.
Smart pants out there. How many grams are in an ounce of flour?
28.
But you are correct with your answer, so we'll accept it. Yay! He's winning! Everybody else has to get on the bid here! He wants to win the prize! Alright, this is a mystery question. How long ago was cannabis first mentioned in the written word?
In 1914.
You are wrong.
BC! Okay. It's the Egyptians!
Many thousands, yes. Well, I have to ask the question again. How long ago was cannabis first mentioned in the written word? Yes.
I should know this. I was at Magnolia Modest and at the Cannabis Museum, where it displays a bunch of this information. So, I want to say 10,000.
That is too long ago. Anybody else want to guess? What was it?
Six hundred years? 6,000.
You're the closest one yet. Anybody else want to try? Yes. So the first mention was in 2727 BC. That was 4,700 years ago. Wow. And it was in a Chinese medicinal thing, like the first medicinal thing. So, yeah, no one gets a ticket on that one, but we got all the
Chinese.
I know, you're not supposed to use certain things.
No,
these people
wrong.
Are not using phones, you're not being fair. Next question. We'll see, I think everyone should know the answer to this question. So whoever's hand raises first, we're going to see. What DEA schedule is marijuana, and what does that mean? And what does that mean?
Absolutely no medicinal use.
Yay! Look at this year! How is that possible? Everyone's saying, how is it possible? How is it possible that it's... Oh yeah, no blunts, no blunts, no blunts. No tobacco inside. I've got to remind all my comedians. I'm such a terrible host. I've got to say certain things about this podcast. Like, we can't be too filthy because we're... You know, we don't want to be gross and no tobacco inside. But the exciting thing about Spark is that now, on Fridays through Sundays from 4:20 to close, you can smoke pipes. And isn't that cool? Because, like, they're all like volcanoes during the week, there's a little medicinal, and on the weekends, So 4:20 on the weekend. Cool. Very exciting. But still no blunts, because no tobacco. All right. Next. Oh, okay, here we go. We have two more questions. One more question. This is the final question. You see, how many tickets do we have? How many do you have over here?
Three.
You've got three? He's got two? How many tickets over here?
Three
combined
together.
You can put yours together. You could for the prize. So we're pretty even. This is like a World Cup right now. We don't know who's going to win. It comes down to the last question. And the last question is, name five uses for hemp.
Smoking!
You got to raise your hand.
Well, you gotta raise your hand. You go first.
Close.
Tent.
Rope.
Long.
Smoking. Eating.
No smoking yet.
No.
Yeah.
hold this for a sec.
Okay, count up your tickets.
Good job.
Who has the most tickets?
Oh, I have three.
Three? How many of you guys have over here? Now, you as a group have four? Do you want to share the... You'll decide. Exciting. Yay! Spark, yay! Hey, we've got more comedians to tell you funny stories. He knew about cannabis back in 2727 BC, which they've been writing about in China. That's the century he was born. 2700 years ago. Put your hands together, everybody. For Griffin Daly! Yay!
Put your hands up
here,
okay. Yeah, I used to smoke cannabis resin, mate. Not with your age. How old are you, fucker? What? Yeah. Well, we used to smoke cannabis resin. Have you smoked the resin before? Have you?
Sure.
Oh, I haven't smoked enough of it then. Give me some.
Yeah, right now.
Right. This one night, right, I was at my sister's house, back in London, and there was about 20, 30 people in the room, right, and we're all passing around the joints and the fucking booze and everything. After about 3 hours, I go out for a shit. I'm sitting on the toilet, and as I poop, right, I feel myself go out.
Nice.
Straight down the pipe.
Oh.
Into the ocean. And I'm swimming around in the fucking sea in the middle of the night.
I don't get it.
And there's all these little fishes swimming around next to me, and they're all like electric colours, like electric blue and yellow and something.
Oh my god.
And they start laughing at me. These fucking fish start laughing at me, so I'm fucking shot back. I went popped out the trench and let you out. I laughed, man. Yeah. Fucking hell, man. You were the last one to get out.
Twice.
What?
Twice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right away.
What?
Well, you look dangerous. Ha! There's not much in the other room.
Oh, no, there's a lot in there, Steph.
Ah! What's it like being alive, kid? You like being alive? How's it going? What about you? You like being alive? That's good, isn't it? Do you remember being dead? It was fucking boring, wasn't it? It was boring, wasn't it? Lying in the ground all those years since the last time you were alive, mate. You can't get no fucking sleep, the worms are falling through you, mate. You just can't wait till your spirit comes out to another baby, mate. Right? It's good, isn't it? And you get to suck all that chicken. Life worth living. What? What? You ever been driving your car and you're so fucking smashed? When you want to overtake the car that's in front of you, you imagine yourself flying over it? You ever done that?
Yes.
It's fucking great. Now, when it happens, then the next day you go, what the fuck happened last night? And you still believe you flew over that fucking car.
That's how you remember it, right? Right, Pam?
Sure.
Do you work the same way with fucking dick?
I wish I could remember anything. Great. We try to stay what? Off the full
drug. Oh, do you really?
We do. On the show, we try to. Yes.
Well, oh, we're on the air, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I was outside just now, about 20 minutes ago, and this lady comes up, pokes me right in the tummy. She goes, "Mister, you're overweight for your height." I said, "Come on, lady, you don't know how high I am."
Oh, come on.
She just got off a Bugatti. It's a Bugatti rider, you can tell. What? It's like, look at that beautiful dog. I mean, what a gorgeous puppy.
Everything looks good when you get one.
How you doing? Are you Pokemon?
Yeah.
A friend of your Facebook today, see? You don't know after all. It doesn't matter what colour you are, where you come from, if you're a comic.
They still hate each other, just like everyone.
No, you don't. I love these guys. They fucking well. Oh, I swore at you. You didn't tell me it was a clean show on smoking.
Well, no, it's not that it's clean. You just try to stay away from the vulgar. That's all. Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense, too.
You know, they have the most beautiful bathroom in San Francisco.
No, I'm not sure it's mine. I want to come over there and talk to you people, but I'm not allowed to because the mic's too short. Anyway, I don't know what you're thinking. Who let this fucking grizzly old geezer in here and this young people's club? Right?
What?
That's what you're thinking, I know. I want to tell you, kids, if you make fun of old people,
out of the lemon scum, CBD.
They do. They fuck me all the time. I want to tell you, listen, so many fuckers are going to die young. Yeah. I know, see? If it happens to you, just write that very minute before you croak. Look me up on Facebook. You'll see this. Griffin Daly, so hopefully, you know. I want to live to be 110. 110 years I want to live. Because I'm not getting tired yet, and I thought I would by now. I thought I'd be like going to bed at 9 o'clock, like my granddad.
You can buy bongs here, right? But
No bongs. No. On Friday through Sunday, 4:20 to close, you can smoke pipes. They can bring bongs? You can bring your own bongs? Oh my god!
I mean, if it breaks, it's on you, but you can bring
right, your bongs. Right, but you can bring a bong? That's so cool.
Yeah, I've got to buy a bong. How much are these ones?
Yeah, we're going to...
What do they cost?
Oh,
how much
do they
go, like, for, like, now? They're like about $400.
Woo!
Only 400.
About. I didn't say only. No.
I think I'll stick to my own pipe.
$4,000. 5,000 years ago, people were getting high just like this. The ancient Egyptians, the old Chinese, Aztecs. They'd be getting high for centuries, right? What? What's wrong with that? Cocaine, right? Cocaine? Yeah, I know you can watch the fucking thing.
Yeah.
In the 80s, right?
So you can read at your age.
Yeah. You guys done coke? Have you?
Again, we try to stay on brand.
There's no problem.
Have you done Pepsi?
Talking about the old days. That's all right, ladies. Yeah. I'm thinking. He's gone. Got his sway.
Griff, one.
What?
Yeah.
Fine. Well, if I've got to go, so I'll take you to here. I'm glad you can get this in your current state. This is harking back to something they were talking about earlier, right? Someone mentioned Jesus and people don't believe him and all that. I don't believe him. Look, I bet you when Jesus was born, everyone was like, well, thank God at last. Now we can start counting forwards in time. Yeah, basically, yeah, you're right. One person.
I've got to get out of here. Good night.
watch some World Cup, anywhere you have an accent, I'm like, gold! Speak another language, yay! Your next comedian. You have a very deep Mexican name. Like, are you super hard for Mexico?
All Latinos I support. All Native Americans I support.
But yeah, Mexico. In the middle of World Cup.
Oh, I like Germany.
You like Germany. I think they're going to be out. That's crazy. Your next comedian, he's a hilarious guy. You guys will love him so much. You can see him all the time at the Punchline and the Cops. Put your hands together for Quintana.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, give it up for Pam, the Spark family, the Bloodtenders, the Theater guys. You got a 9-to-5 or a 5-to-9, they need 5 on it, and they need some money, help them out. We support this dispensary. Well, they're good, they're winning. This is really nice. I thought it was like a hotel, like, damn, this is nice. Actually, I feel like I'm in the Men in Black room. You know what I mean? Like, Will Smith in the room, and like, all aliens and stuff. You know what's funny about the last comedian? He sounds like Ozzy Osbourne. You know what I see? You know who reminds me of? Bruce Wayne's butler. Pretty high. Where do my indigo people at? Where are my sativa people at?
Sure,
why not? Where are my people who don't care and they just like to smoke? Yay! I'm laughing. There's like homeless people shooting up needles and I can't smoke a blunt in here. I'm like, oh. There's the rules. Rules are rules. I'm getting older. Like, I'm 28 years old. I'm not old, but I'm in the middle. And it's crazy. I remember when I was a kid, when I was 8 years old, my grandma would give me, like, for my birthday or Christmas, she always give me the same gift, socks. You know when you're 8 years old, you're like, God damn, grandma, you suck. Like, who buys socks? Now I'm 28 years old, my grandma gave me a pair of socks. I was like, oh my God, thank you. I need some socks. Like, man, this is cold, especially old people, they should know. It was like my dad was kind of weird. No, I don't know if my dad was like, but still, you were pretty cool, man. How you doing? Cool. I'm kind of upset. Nice. I'm kind of upset. My friend died, and I'm not too upset, but I'm like shocked. I've been pursuing jiu-jitsu, and my friend's kind of famous. His name is Andy Bourdain, and I know him a long time. Like, we go way back. Like,
did you do jiu-jitsu with him for real?
Yeah. 7 a.m. He was like a hard worker. I like him, but you know, it's crazy that how he committed suicide. Like, he's a white guy that travels the world, eats this food. What a punk. You know what I mean? What a sucker. You know, I wish I could cuss, but man. But he's so romantic. He's like, oh, I want to die in Paris. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, pick a nice rope out, a nice rope, I hang myself. Oh, that's too hard. Man.
No, it's just me. It's okay.
It's okay. I choked him out, so it's okay. Oh, you guys are. You know what's crazy? I'm really upset at my grandmother. The main reason why I'm mad at my grandmother is because she voted for Donald Trump. I was like, man, you really voted for Donald Trump, grandma? Like, that's not cool. And I asked her, why'd you vote for Donald Trump? And the main reason why she voted for Donald Trump is because her and my grandpa got an argument, and my grandpa doesn't have his papers, so she wants to be deported. That's kind of cool. And everybody's too high. I'm going to make that dog laugh. Watch. I'm going to make that dog laugh. Watch. Let's see. Okay, he's too high already. what else is cool? I'm Native American, but tell me this. Am I a sellout because I like Thanksgiving?
Aww.
You like it.
Who doesn't like turkey?
I do. I like it, yeah. Sorry, Dad. What else is cool? Let's see. Hey, you guys are getting so high. You just sit in your car and you just watch people. Like, have you ever noticed like the mailman is so fat? You know what I mean? Like, he just hella fat, he hasn't lost weight yet. I don't know, I was pretty high tech in my car, just like hotboxing my car. I remember when I was a kid, we used to have so much fun. Like, we used to steal CDs and records back in the day. Now the new generation, they download music, Apple Music. I remember when I was a kid, we used to sneak into movie theaters. But the best thing to do to sneak into movie theater is one person goes in and buys a ticket, it opens the back door and 30 people go in, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah!
Oh, speaking of snitches, good up for Larry Dorsey, the snitch telling me that I went to jail. Yeah, I went to jail because of him, but that's okay. I'm a real friend. The last time I did crime was, me and my buddies decided to steal some cars, right? And we wanted to do a school prank, you know, we got into the school. You know, we're kids, right? We get into the school, tagging, throw eggs in it, and we're, you know, tagging. And my friend, T, I'm not going to say his real name because he's not a snitch. And so I was like, man, he has like some Mac laptops on. And Mac laptops were nice and hot back in the day. They were just brand new. Apple was just brand new. And I'm like, man, I'm going to buy so many switches for all these Mac laptops and buy some weed. And we're broke too, but we're kids. And like 10 minutes inside the building, I see flashlights. I'm like, hey man, I think that's DeMarcus. And DeMarcus was like, no, bro, I'm right next to you, bro. And I was like, well, then that gotta be he. And he's like, no, I'm right here. I'm like, oh, okay. Then 10 seconds later, guy kicks the door, police. I'm like, oh, shit. So we started running, right? And we're all running, right? And I forgot to mention, I was 320 pounds. All my friends were like athletes, and they were like, they had melanin, you know, they're black, so they're fat, so they're all gone. So I got one there. So I get caught. Cop eats me up, right? Steps on my face. And I'm like, oh man, I'm going to jail. And officer's like, hey kid, you know what this is? I was like, what? The smell of justice. I'm like, dude, that's kind of lame. You know what I mean? Like, it's my first time going to jail. And you're like saying some Walker Texas Ranger type of thing. You know what I mean? I was like off the strip. So we go to jail. I had to do some paper report. And the paper report was like, one of the questions was, what's your emergency number? So I didn't want to tell my mom, so I put 911 just as an emergency number. So the same officer that tackled me and sent me to jail, he told me to get naked.
I was like, oh no.
And like it was weird, he like whispered in my ear and I was like, man, why are you whispering in my ear, bro? I was like, man. And like I said, I was 320 pounds, stretch marks, titties, it was awful, right? So I bent over, right, and I was like, oh man, he puts a glove on. So I bent over and I was like, man, you only live once. You know what that is? The smell of justice. Ah! All right, guys. My name is Flat Demo, guys. Peace. I hope you guys get so high and have a good life. Peace.
Yay! The smell of justice. Flat Demo.
That's
yay.
True justice, right?
Hey,
Just two switches together.
That's real. I mean, there's a lot of problems in San Francisco that we can't solve. There's there's expensive rent, there's, you know, questionably housed everywhere. But I think there's one issue we can all get together with, and there's only one In-N-Out in San Francisco. Can we make there be more than one In-N-Out in San Francisco? I can't afford this. No one else cares about In-N-Out. No one else is like...
Love In-N-Out.
Yes, I know. Why is there only one In-N-Out in San Francisco? I don't have a car. I can't go to the city. Just saying. I'm going to run for mayor. One more In-N-Out. We have one more comedian tonight. He is hilarious. You guys are going to love him. He's going to bring it back to our whole theme tonight, which is supposed to be about strains. And he's got a story about his favorite strain. Put your hands together for Laurel Kaufman.
Yeah.
Yay!
All right. Yes. Make some justice if you like the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make some justice. I'm just curious. Who's your favorite Hulk? Who's your favorite Hulk? It's a question. You like Mark Ruffalo? Who's your
favorite?
Red Tail Hulk. Story or not?
Yeah.
Make some noise if you want to hear my fucking story.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. So I want to tell you guys about my favorite Hulk. My favorite Hulk is Bruce Banner number 3. I have the ultimate love. You guys know Bruce Banner number 3?
Yeah.
You know. Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner is amazing. Bruce Banner is amazing. The way it was described to me, it was like, oh, you should try this. It's like if the Hulk punched you in the face. That's a terrible description. That's not how I experienced it at all. No, it's a very beautiful head he had. By the way, the strain of the day, which I believe refers to Vietnam.
Neb Ken.
Yeah, no, that sounds like an atrocity that was committed in the Vietnam War.
Neb Ken.
Neb Ken is my, I like me live, but I love Neb Ken. Anyway, I'm going to get out of your fucking faces and shit. But I just want to tell you, I got love for Bruce Banner number 3. I was smoking it a couple years ago in Portland. I love Portland. That town is too white, it makes my teeth look bad. I love Portland. Oregon is cool, you know? It's Oregon has the purest white supremacy of anywhere I've ever tasted. It's hard to find a job though, you know? I tried, like, when I was living there, I tried really hard. I applied everywhere, you know? I even applied to the Ku Klux Klan, but I couldn't fit my resume on one sheet. So I was in Portland, I was chilling with my nurse, she had a fat ass. Her ass was so fat, it looked like she was wearing joggers. She was fine. I would tell you about my Bruce Banner number 3 experience, but involved a really sexy threesome, and we're keeping it clean. Thank you.
Yay! World Outfit! You guys, that has been our Sparkcast tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out and being a part of it, and winning the prizes, and being involved in the games, and listening to us through our bizarre technical difficulties. Thank you all so much. Give it up for Spark for being awesome. I love it. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you to all our comedians, Griffin Daly, Andrew Medina, Guatemala Silva, Larry Dorsey Jr., and Anthony Medina. I already said it. More Hulk Hoffman. I've been Pam
Benjamin. Pam Benjamin.
This has been the program. But give it up for your staff. We really love you. So yay, Spark. Okay, bye. Welcome to the Parkside. It's War Bison, motherfuckers. This is not my show. We're at the Parkside. I just put my brain.
Yes.